The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
But I was just watching this flow, and I thought, I'm looking for Santa's sleigh desperately, but all I'm seeing is my brothers and sisters out there with their stuff.
A blue Camaro.
Yes.
And you know that Santa doesn't drive a blue Camaro.
He doesn't drive a blue Camaro. He might do a Chevy Red.
That's possible.
Chevrolet Red. Mm-hmm.
Sleek, stylish, and affordable.
Oh, Lord. Sophisticated hag, but what would you know about that?
What happened?
America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA. See it in your Chevrolet.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm looking for Santa's sleigh.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 744 with the BFO. Oh, Big Fatty, that rhymes. For Thursday, the 9th of December, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. I got a scratch-off thing. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all don't have a single damn thing on my list today. So, y'all, we're just going to start with the regulars. We're going to go over here and open the number 9 on the holiday countdown that was sent to me by my grandson. Y'all know that. Big Freddy, we know that by now. Just get over there and scratch it and tell us if you're a winner. And, y'all, let's see what's under number 9 here. Y'all, we have a tree. Y'all, is that the second? Oh, that's the second tree that we've gotten, y'all. Now, y'all, I need to look at the back of this and make sure that I understand the rules properly. You have to get, what do you have to do? Oh, you have to, if you get three trees, you will collect $20. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. And y'all, the odds of winning $20 are 1 in 20. Yes! Okay, well, there you have it. So, hopefully I'm that 1 in 20. And y'all, let's go on over here and open up our, not open up, we ain't opening up a damn thing. Yes, Big Fatty, you're fucking it up, as usual. Y'all, is this the last? Is this the last of the Chinooka scratch-offs? I believe it is, y'all. Today is our last day of the, where's that other one? Big Fatty, you're so organized. We just love it when you plan it all out. And you're just so prepared, and you're just getting your Chevrolet Red, and off you go. Sleek, stylish, and affordable? I don't know. Anyway, y'all, the last of the Chinooka scratch-offs is today. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that's right. This is 8. This is prize number 8, y'all. Y'all, this is the Triple Tripler. And it says chance to win up to 9 times for your prize. It says scratch off the entire play area. If you find a dollar symbol, win that prize. If you find a money bag symbol, you win triple the prize. And if you find coins, you win 9 times the prize. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all. We're just going to start scratching. We've got a number 4. Yeah, well, that's no good. We want to see symbols. And then there's a number 10. And then there is a number 1. And a number 8. And a number 6. Not a winner so far, Big Fatty. You've got 5 more to go before the Chinooka scratch-offs are over. Here we go, y'all. It's a number 17. And then there's a number 19. And then there's a number 12. And a number 5. And you're the last one. Oh, not a winner, Big Fatty. A number 11. So not a winner on there. So anyway, y'all. But Moose, thank you so much. And we appreciate you. Thank you for calling. And doing that. So anyway, y'all, there was some good prizes on here too, y'all. There was $900 on here. A couple. There's $1,000. Oh, there's $3,000. There's $27,000 one. Wouldn't that have been nice to win? No, Big Patty, because you would have squandered. You would have squandered it away. So anyway, y'all, I do have one bit of news. So let's get right to it.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Now, y'all, as you know, Big Fatty and Miss Kitty and Granny and Miss Porter, we're going on the Atlantis cruise, and it is leaving out of San Juan, Puerto Rico. I believe that is just off the coast of Mexico. And anyway, y'all got to remember to get my money changed before I go down there. But anyway, y'all, we are flying in to San Juan on Friday, the 25th of March. But the cruise doesn't leave until the Saturday, the 26th of March. So, y'all, we needed a hotel for a... Oh, y'all, that is chicken wings and French fried potatoes and lots of dipping sauces. But y'all, so I had to call my travel agent because y'all, I'd been looking on the intertubes for rates, and y'all, they were just expensive. It's over $300 a night before the tax, and you know that's how they get you. That's how they get you, is on the tax, y'all. But y'all, the travel agent found Granny and Miss Porter a room for $190 because they can share a bed. But me and Miss Kitty have to have separate accommodations. So our room is $201. But y'all, the good part is we can walk to the ship. Oh, dear God. So y'all, it'll be here before you know it. It'll be here before you know it. You know, on Crema Day, that'll be this year. Just be, how many days will that be? January, February, maybe? Just 3 months, y'all. And y'all, we've made the final, or not we, Big Fatty has made the final payment for the cruise. And y'all, I'm looking forward, because y'all, you know, by the time you get on a cruise, you got to pay 100 days in advance. And y'all, by the time you get on the ship, y'all, it's like having a free cruise. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. And anyway, y'all, I was just real excited about that. Now, y'all, I've got a couple of little things here. First of all, before I go and talk about these things that my mother sent me, the Hatterina, y'all, I've been listening to some podcast, and y'all, that little Aussie battler, Scotty, the little Aussie battler, y'all, he put out a 3-minute podcast, and y'all, it starts off, and I hear, hi, this is your little Aussie battler, your Scotty, and welcome to my podcast, and then y'all, it goes, for 3 minutes. And y'all, I thought, well, Big Fatty, what have you done? And y'all, so I went back and I deleted it and I re-downloaded it. And y'all, but the second time I did it, y'all, it was like, hi, this is your little Aussie battler, Scotty, and welcome to my podcast. So I don't know what the fuck's wrong with it. But anyway, and then what else was I listening to? Oh, y'all, evidently there's I'm not quite sure what the word is. The word escapes me right now. But y'all, there's evidently some drama. Maybe that's the word. Drama in Walnut Hills. And because y'all, evidently, the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, she's going through and she's analyzing. She's analyzing podcasts now. It's just like, oh, I heard Miss West say this. And, he's going to say something ugly. But he never said it. And, you know, I just, And y'all, yesterday on the Twitty, she was like the patron saint of the BFO, Mr. Tim Cormall and Ron Protasoho. They went to Felton, California. You know, it was one of those things a fact-finding tour to just verify that these places actually existed. Because, you know, the elderly, you know, the dementia comes in and, you know, it just sets in. And y'all, you don't know what to believe. You know, it's just like sleek, stylish, and affordable. Where did that come from? Y'all, you know, she just pulling this shit out of my ass. And what an ass it is. But anyway, y'all, on the 20th, we're at the Mountain Roasting Company, and we're enjoying a lovely beverage at the table on the left-hand side, and it's like, oh, lovey, you have touched my heart. Oh, do you look over to your right, do you see that electric outlet? Oh, that is where I plug in my little computer. Oh, it's my favorite electrical outlet in the world. And y'all, then, it was like words. It was the first time these words have been spoken by this resident of Walnut Hills. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. She says, oh, you must go out and walk through the redwoods. And I'm like, walk? What the fuck do you know about walking? You know, because y'all, she talks about, you know, oh, we are in the beautiful redwoods. I'm laying here in the bed and I can't see them because the topolium is covering my window. She ain't gotten out and walked through the damn redwoods. Oh, Myron, please, could you get a rickshaw or some sort of something to carry me around? Could they have a hoist just lift me up so I can see my trees? And the electrical outlet is lovely, y'all. In fact, I am gonna post a picture of the electrical outlet, because y'all, it is over near the back corner, as far away from humanity as they can possibly get. And because, you know, nothing says Vera than get me the hell away from humanity. Anyway, and y'all, evidently, she's bored out of her gourd, since Scott is out there, because y'all, you know, Scott's out there, and he's doing, artsy things, and, you know, they have a background, they share a background in the arts and everything. I cannot change my routine, I must sit here and get my rest. So anyway, and y'all, speaking of penguins, I can tell something's up, y'all, because if you go over there to the lodge, that Kim Beaver, y'all, she's got a picture of wintertime in Walnut Hills, and y'all, evidently Esmeralda goes out and catches penguins, and brings them back to the house, and Vera cooks them up. But y'all, there is evidence over there. I think Vera's on a diet. Either something's wrong, y'all. We may have to put her on some sort of death watch. We may have to call in what do you call that? Hospice. We may have to get hospice on speed dial. Get it ready, y'all, because y'all, there's a picture over there that shows a plate that left food on it. And you know damn good and well that if she was a healthy person, there would not be. Y'all, she doesn't use the dishwasher. She just licks them clean. Big fatty of vulgar. So, anyway, but y'all, I'm worried. I am worried about it. And y'all, you know, in this time of year, you know, you need to check on the plants and bring in the elderly. Big fatty. But y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that, huh? Well, that's not the coupon, y'all. But it is. It is a receipt. Because y'all, on Wednesday, I went to the Brugger's Bagels because, you know, I still had $6. And how much did I have on there? I had $7.60 left on my Brugger's Bagels gift card that Moose, the number one fan of the BFO for 2010, sent to me. And so, y'all, I got me, and I know Miss Lauren, soon to be known as Ms. Gingerbro, is worried about Big Fatty not getting his $5.99 Brugger's Bagels Baker's Dozen on Wednesdays, y'all. But y'all, I get in there and I got a dozen poppy seeds, and y'all, I still have $1.40 on the card. But y'all, it was punch number 12 on the Baker's Dozen loyalty card. So the next time Big Fatty goes in, it's absolutely free. Oh, Big Fatty, you are such a lucky person with all the free things. And y'all, then I'm looking here at the receipt, and y'all, there's something on here about a survey, and it says, Big Fatty, if you'll take this little survey, we'll let you save $2 on a $5 purchase. And y'all, you just have to write a little code in once you do this, and y'all, the coupon is valid. Let's see. It's valid for 30 days. So y'all, I could get the $2 off a dozen bagels. Well, it's $2.60 off, but I could get $2 off a dozen bagels anytime I wanted. I didn't have to wait till Wednesday, y'all. I just get them whatever I wanted. Y'all, speaking of that, as soon as I finish recording today's show, y'all, I'm heading to the Publix. Because, as you know, a week from today, there'll be a knock at the Fat Cave door. And, y'all, it is going to be my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. Y'all, he'll be flying in to the Orlando that morning, and or midday, and then driving to Upchuck, y'all. And y'all, it's about a 7-hour drive, 7.5-hour drive. But he is on the east side of the Aereo Puerto is on the east side of Orlando, so that will be helpful. And y'all, there'll be a knock at the door, and I'll open it up, and he'll go, "No!" But y'all, I've got to be prepared. So I've got to go to the Publix and see if I can find where they keep the kangaroo milk. Cause y'all, I've never had to. I've never had to purchase the kangaroo milk before, and y'all, I just want to make sure that he feels right at home. And I'm gonna turn the heat up real high here in the Fat Cave, because y'all, right now he's used to summertime, so I want him to just be hot as blue blazes. Y'all, at work, you know, last February, I did that interview with that Mr. Michael Brandon, and y'all, it was so hot in Big Fatty's room at the Horror Hotel, he started taking his clothes off, and y'all, I just want Straight Bob to feel right at home back in Australia, y'all, so it'll be nice and warm in here, and he can just... It's summertime in Upchuck. And so, y'all, there you go. Now, y'all, I watched the, and I'm not going to go down in the Fat Cave for this, but I watched the, I watched the Skating with the Stars, and y'all, one of them got the girl got her hand all chewed up, cut up, and another one was sick, and there was going to be some vomit on the ice if he skated. And y'all it is awful. It is just the biggest pile of steaming dog poop you have ever seen. Y'all, it is if Esmeralda went to the ABC studios and y'all just said, Vera, I've got a surprise for you, and I know that you can't wait till Christmas, because I know that you're wanting something special from Santa Claus, right?
I'm looking for Santa's sleigh desperately.
Oh, well, you know there's a big reindeer dump.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.